Brody Johnson may be the most unique dual sport athlete in Iowa.
Brody Johnson is on the track. This is the younger brother of Scotty Johnson in his first race at Knoxville. The starting quarterback for Melcher Dallas High School football. Brody Johnson, ninth, 17.649.
No, this is not a race feature we mistakenly inserted this week. Johnson made his sprint car debut on August 24th at the Knoxville Raceway in the Pro Sprints division. And for the record, he qualified ninth at 17.649, and in a feature race, he finished 12th. The previous night, he made his debut with the Melcher Dallas football squad as starting quarterback against Murray. Unfortunately, it did not go well. 3-for-5 for 44 yards and a touchdown and a 74-26 loss. But the next week, it was like he won a feature at the Knoxville Raceway. He was 8-for-17 for 187 yards and 4 touchdowns and a 62-6 thrashing of Mormon Trail. To give that in a racing perspective, Mormon Trail was so far behind, the other Saints had scratched for the night, loaded up the trailer, and was already headed down the road by the time the checkered flag fell. Brody says it was a relief to get a win and play so well.
Everything was clicking. We were clicking on all cylinders. Everything was just going everywhere. Pass game was going well. Run game was going well. Everything was just working for us.
Ryan Heaton and Reese Chibata combined for 6 receptions for 178 yards and 4 touchdowns. And they say the trust they have in Brody is the first step.
His ability to know what to do with the ball when he gets it, know how to avoid everybody and get the throw off.
I feel like hard work definitely pays off. We've worked a lot this past year, and we deserve a win like that.
Johnson adds with Chibata, it goes back to the extra work they put in this summer.
Especially with Reese. Me and him have clicked so well recently. It just feels like if I throw it to him, I have complete trust in him. He's going to go up and make that catch. We've been together since we were little kids, so obviously I can just trust him.
All three say things are different at Melcher Dallas this season, and the days of losing games 90-0 are over.
We feel like we have a good set of coaches behind us that are pushing us every day of the week, not just during the fall either. They're pushing us through the summer and the fall. So that's a big part. It's physicality. We just need to match their physicality is the main thing. Can't be scared going into a game. Have to be going every game thinking we're going to win a game.
New coach brings more intensity, just different vibes, and everybody just feels like we could actually go out there and compete and really punch the other team in the mouth. And years past, it's just it didn't feel that way.
Everybody knows that they have to do their 1-8s, and when they do that, that's the result.
And speaking of the new coach, Jason Mason is in his first year as leader of the Melcher Dallas Saints, and he adds his field vision and his teammates are doing the job.
He's just an athlete. I mean, he can see the field well. And it helps that we got athletes all around the field for him, too. So he just makes good play after good play. And I would say right now he's come a long ways from the start of the season.
Mason adds the work put in during the preseason is starting to pay off.
From my perspective, though, I mean, hard work is football. And those kids are the epitome of hard work. And they're giving everything they can every day at practice. And can't be more proud of those guys.
Okay, so I had to ask what's more exciting, getting pushed off to run his first laps at the Knoxville Raceway or throwing a perfect spiral touchdown pass.
Nothing compares to racing, man. Nothing compares to that. I'll give him that. But football is a close second, absolutely. It's just getting the first laps in Knoxville is the biggest milestone for me, is hopefully next year we can go out and do a lot better.
While the process is still building for the Melcher Dallas football program, Brody Johnson is going to be a big part of it and a building block for the future Saints to get what Coach Mason wants, and that's Saint pride. Oh, and guys, he's a big fan of River Bottom Raceway in Carlisle. For Football Friday Nights on KNIA KRLS and this player profile of Melcher Dallas' Brody Johnson, I'm Derek Cardwell.